from the North Dakota Stockmen's Association annual spring roundup here in Hope, North Dakota, is Julie Ellingson, Executive Vice President with the association. And Julie, we had a legislative session this year, and so that's going to be the primary focus of your talk tonight, as well as the upcoming roundup. So you still have six or so of them left on the schedule. And so I know a big win for cattle producers and stockmen of all sorts this past year in the legislative session was a private property rights bill. And so bring us up to speed on what that legislation means for cattle producers moving forward.
Yeah, that's right. Certainly the passage of Senate Bill 2144 is what I consider a capstone achievement, one that we literally have worked on for decades. Finally have what I consider a very significant, meaningful criminal trespass electronic posting bill that really works to address many of the issues. Of course, the Stockmen's Association's long-held policy is that land should be assumed closed without permission, and that we should be reforming our posting laws. And so those attempts, unfortunately, fell short after many different sessions. But what was different this go-round is that we worked over the course of the interim. I'm very grateful for the leadership of people like Senator Robert Erbley, pulling that together. We're brought together not only lawmakers, but diverse stakeholders, and hammered out a plan that we finally got across the finish line. It provides some inherent criminal trespass protection for some fenced property, as well as some flexibility when it comes to posting for hunting trespass. And all that's going to come to fruition this summer with landowners able to sign up for electronically posting their land immediately, actually, with a July 15th deadline. And so a very significant step forward on a very important priority for the association that we've checked off the box, finally.
Yep. So like you mentioned, Julie, this is obviously something that yourself and the association has followed for many, many years, decades, if you will. And so once this goes into effect, really, is it going to change a lot of things? I mean, if anything, it might be more of a convenience for some of these livestock producers.
Yeah, certainly a convenience. And again, to us, we came to this discussion because of the core private property right principle that we stand on. And so it's always been our assertion that property owners shouldn't have to do an affirmative step to have those important rights and have management and the decision making on their property. Our hope is that there is some teeth in the law, and so we can prosecute legitimate trespassers. Our hope is that there is a better communication and understanding between landowners and sportsmen, and really have many shared goals. And I'm hopeful that this is the breakthrough that we have been working for and looking for so long.
Well, and tonight you will highlight a number of other legislative priorities that were passed this past spring. And so what else in the immediate future should livestock owners be on the lookout for that may impact what they do?
Oh, wow. And there's a whole host of different programs and issues that we covered, of course, during the legislative session. You know, a couple of the other highlights from my perspective, one thing on the horizon is in the egg research realm and finally securing some funding for the Egg Products Development Center, which will bring with it an updated meats lab, which is significant to our industry, particularly now as we see really newfound growth and interest in some in-state processing. That's certainly an opportunity. And over the course of the last year, a very challenging year, we see the importance of diversifying our marketing options, of providing some options for producers for marketing their livestock. That's one thing. And of course, drought and those types of things are also top of mind. There was some dollars secured through the legislative session to continue important programs like we're unfortunately had to activate now, Livestock Drought Water Assistance Program through the Water Commission. There's some new opportunities too. Opportunities for cost share, for cover crop seed, some reform to some regulations that help expedite the resolution process for livestock dealer insolvency cases. And so many, many different issues. Hopefully tonight is a forum to showcase some of those and more importantly to hear what's on the hearts and minds of our members and answer the questions that they came here with tonight.
Yes. Well, again, this is only the first night of many. Remind us, you have a whole slate of events coming up next week as well and tomorrow. So remind us of where they can go to maybe find their local spring roundup location.
Yeah, that's right. So this is where we divide the state up into six districts. And so we're at District 1. This is the first night out of the gate. And we'll continue from here. Tomorrow night, we'll go to District 3, which will be in Napoleon. We'll also make visits to Stanley, to Watford City, Beulah, and then wrap up at Leonard. Those last four will be Monday through Thursday of next week. And that's just the start of it. We have a busy month in the month of June. We also will host our annual feedlot tour the following week. We have our North Dakota Junior Beef Expo, our premier youth multi-breed field day and cattle show. And I'm sure I'm even forgetting some stuff in between there. But short month, we power pack a lot of stuff in there. So exciting to finally be out in the communities. Of course, we weren't able to do it this in that fashion last year because of the COVID circumstances and such. And so very good to be doing this in the flesh and connecting with our members one-on-one.
Well, again, Julie Ellingson with the North Dakota Stockmen's Association.